Hello, my name is Shay, and you reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I just had a question. Maybe you have an answer for me.
Okay.
My question is I understand that they're starting this new phase now. I guess it's 65 now, age 65, and then they got like postal workers, and they got people that work at grocery stores and stuff like that can get the shot.
Yes, that's correct. Beginning February the 8th, 65 and 65 people 65 or older and additional groups of critical workers will be eligible to get the vaccine.
Okay. Now, I was wondering, I'm a merchant seaman. And I work on United States naval ships, it's military ships, and I travel all over the world, but I live here in Alabama, and I was wondering if I could get my shot.
And you're a what, sir? What is your job?
My job is a United States Merchant Marine.
All right, give me one moment. Let me find out for you.
Thank you very much.
Just give me a moment. I'm trying to get a definite answer to your questions.
I appreciate it, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Just give me a few more moments. Sir, me and my supervisor are working diligently to find the answer to your question.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay, yes, sir, you would be able to.
Okay, that's good. Now, if I have a question, and I live in the state of Alabama, okay, so, and I can take my documents with me, you know, showing that I am a merchant marine. Now, if I get the shot on the 8th, how long would it be to get the second shot?
That will let you know all that information when you go to get the shot, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll do that then. So the 8th, can you tell me where that might be in my area?
Give me one moment.
That's okay. I mean, it's all right if you don't know or something, but I mean, I can find out. I think it's at Owa over in Robertsdale.
Give me one moment.
Thank you. I appreciate you looking that up for me because I'm due to go to a ship on the 27th. So mm-hmm. I need to try to get it. I need to really try to get it done before I leave, you know. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just looking to see if I have that information.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't, but I do have a phone number that you can call. They might have the tell you the actual location you can get tested at. And this is the vaccine appointment line. It's 855-562.
Hey, well, can I make an appointment? Schedule an appointment.
Yes, with the number
now?
With the number that I'm finna give you, you can.
Oh, I see. Okay. I didn't know. Okay. Now, so you do have to schedule an appointment. You can't. There's no walk-in.
There might be. They can tell you that information at the phone number that I'm about to give you. I don't have that information.
Okay. All right. Well, what's that number?
It's gotta be 855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help. So I can definitely get it. It's just I just need to just find out where it's given and see if I have to have an appointment. I don't know if I do. I think they take walk-ins too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay then. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I hope that
okay,
I was able.
You helped me out. You helped me. I appreciate it.
All right. And if you need more information, you can always visit our website at adph.org or cdc.gov. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day, sir.
Thank you. You too now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.